From the right,
I'm Mark Hard.
And from the left, I'm Pete Hard.
You've crossed the border into Hard Nation. Dun 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 dun. It's the Olympics.
Oh, you know a lot more than most people.
Dun 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 dun. I'm so excited about the Olympics.
I love the Olympics.
It's the best. I mean, the fact that these athletes can perform at such high levels.
Well, actually, I kind of have a problem with the Olympics. I think that the Olympics cannibalize people's lives, and then they spit them out, and they offer them no future.
But that's probably...
I do believe the spirit of the games is extraordinary, but I believe our habit of exalting these people for 2 weeks every 4 years and then offering them nothing afterwards is criminal.
But that is, but they get to do endorsements for the rest of their lives. Phelps will be able to sell Subway subs forever.
Yes, he will. But the Olympic team is made up of, the U.S. Olympic team is made up of hundreds of athletes. The rest of those people will be eaten out of a garbage can come September.
Yeah, but at least they had it good for a little while, right? It's like I go down to, there's a local pig farm here in Virginia that I like to go down to. And I meet some of the pigs and we feed them fresh organic produce. Uh-huh. We fatten them up and then we slaughter them and turn them into bacon and sausages.
Well,
and that's kind of what happens to our Olympic athletes, right? They get fattened up with muscle. And we enjoy them for a short amount of time. We cast them away.
You want to eat our athlete?
Have you ever seen Michael Phelps' thighs?
Yes, it's too lean to be delicious.
I bet it would be great on a spit.
It would be all sinew.
Roasting it over a spit.
I honestly think you've become totally unhinged. What is going on?
First of all, it is completely natural to once in a while have a desire to eat another human.
It is, and I've read this online. If you taste human flesh, you'll never be the same.
I did one time taste human flesh.
What?
Didn't I tell you about this?
No, you once told me that you were in that plane crash in the Andes, but later admitted that was a lie.
I was in that. You know the movie Alive was based on me?
No, it wasn't.
It was based on me, except I didn't eat. So in the movie, they pull a piece of the guy's butt cheek out and eat that.
Yeah, the meanest part.
No, we didn't do that. There was a contest to see who could kiss a corpse the longest, and then I kissed it the longest and bit its lips off. And that's the true story of Alive.
And so that reminds you of the Olympics.
It reminds me of the Olympics.
This elaborate lie you've created.
You can't prove that it didn't happen.
Well, you know what? Fair enough. Anyway, the Olympics are amazing. And not so amazing, Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. He's doing great.
His poll numbers are plummeting. Hillary in polls this week is above 50 for the first time in this election cycle. She's going
to
win it.
No, she's not. This is the thing. She's going to be whisked off to jail before we know it. She's going to be taken to a black site, a secret site where she'll be trained. Then they're going to have to pull her out and make her fight these aliens with a bunch of other bad villains.
Did you get enough sleep last night?
I got plenty of sleep. And she's going to team up with a guy that can shoot real good. And she's going to team up with a Latino guy who can blow things up with fire.
Oh, my God.
And she's going to team up with Harley Quinn, the Joker's girlfriend.
You saw a movie. I understand now. You were up late watching Suicide Squad.
This will happen. This will happen to Hillary Clinton. She will be
in the Suicide Squad.
She will be in the Suicide Squad. And you can't be president if you're in jail and you're in the Suicide Squad.
I will agree with you. You cannot be president if you're in the Suicide Squad. Another person here today who will never be president again is Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton is here, and thank God he'll never be president. You know, he's kind of the Joker in this situation.
I know.
He probably, just like Jared Leto, filled up condoms with his spunk and sent it across in the U.S. mail.
Never say spunk again.
When we get back, we're going to talk to the spunkiest president of all, Bill Clinton.
He's the best.
Now, this is very exciting. This man, I think, single-handedly brought such disgrace to the presidency. Really left a smear, a sludge over the office.
The absolute greatest living president of the 20th century.
Please welcome Bill Clinton, everyone. President Bill Clinton.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Bill, thank you for coming in. Or Mr. President, what do you like to be called these days?
Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill.
Mr. Mm-hmm. Bill, it feels like we're friends already. I feel like you're so casual, but can I ask you a question right off the bat? Are you okay?
Baby.
Are you okay?
I'm doing all right. I'm a little sad.
Yeah, you seem sad. You seem very thin. Mm-hmm. We offered you some food when you came in here, and you just put a little stem of a flower in your mouth. Uh-huh. You're a vegan now.
That's my new diet. No, the doctor told me that if I eat one cheeseburger, I'll die.
Just one cheeseburger? Mm-hmm. Wow. You'll just explode.
I'll just explode, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? I'm really sad. You know why? You want to know why I'm sad?
Why?
Why, Bill?
It's my last few days of being 69 years old.
69 years old.
And you're sad about
my favorite age. And I gotta turn 70. It's so sad.
Are you sad about getting older or about not being able to say that you're 69?
No, I'm
anymore.
Sad I don't get to say I'm 69 anymore.
Because that's what you lead with. Actually, when you came in mm-hmm. here, you introduced yourself as Bill Clinton, 69 years old.
Hello, Bill Clinton, 69 years old. Mr. Bill, 69. Mm-hmm. That's what I say
Mr.
when I'm
Mr. Bill,
walk in.
69. Mm-hmm. That sounds like some sort of handle on an AOL chat.
That was my handle.
It was, Mr. Mm-hmm. Even before you were 69 years old?
When did you stop using it?
I still do use it. There's still, you know that there's still chat rooms out there?
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. I did not know
that.
Wow,
what kind of chat rooms are you in, Mr. Bill?
I visit a lot of chat rooms. I go to you ever seen the movie Beavis and Butthead Do America?
I have.
Yes. I go to the Beavis and Butthead Do America chat room.
Wow.
Wait, so you go into the Beavis and Butthead and you talk to people about this film, which was released during your presidency.
That's right. I star in the film.
You're in it.
Yeah, that's cameo. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I kind of star in it, along with Beavis and Butthead. I think I'm third build. Hey, third build.
Well, that's pretty good.
Third build. Now, mm-hmm. the Clinton, the Clinton dynasty is trying to push its way back into the White House.
Oh, we're pushing, baby. That's right. We're getting back in there.
How do you feel? What do you feel about Hillary's chances right now? Because you know Trump is really speaking to the people with his strength and his common sense and his walls.
Yes, you know. Here's the deal. What I think is that I feel like time is repeating itself, and that it's going to be just like the early 90s all over again.
You think that we are going back to the early 90s?
Yeah, we're repeating. Time is a circle, baby.
What are you hoping is going to repeat from the early 90s?
Well, first of all, Arsenio Hall is back on the air, isn't he?
That is true. I don't know. I don't know if he still is.
I think
he was
so.
For a while. Mm-hmm. He was for a while.
He's
and you are a huge Arsenio fan. Famously played sax on Arsenio's show.
I blew them away with my sax on the Arsenio Hall show.
Yeah, you did.
My trusty sax. I carry. If you noticed, I carry it with me wherever
I go. You have it with you right now.
Mm-hmm. You came in here with it.
Can you play a little bit, if you don't mind?
Sure, yeah. Don't mind if I do.
I mean,
that's exactly what I played on Arsenio Hall.
Yeah, he's really still impressive. Got it. Absolutely still has it.
Now, do you think Hillary, you were famously able to connect with mm-hmm. the youth when you went on Arsenio
that's
Hall
right.
and played the saxophone.
Yeah. No, you know told what? Them you wear boxers, not briefs.
Mm-hmm. That was big, right?
Yeah. Huge.
So, it's huge.
You know what? Nothing connects with youth more than a saxophone.
Oh, kids love saxophones.
If there's one way to connect with young people, it's through brass instruments.
Sometimes right. I go down to a local kindergarten and I play some saxophone music on a boombox.
Yeah, that's right. And those kids start dancing around.
They start they dancing around. It.
Mr. Bill is making a naughty face.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bill, like they're getting a little
what
bit sexual.
Kind of, come on, all right. Well, we didn't want to go into this territory.
You gotta start sometime.
Yeah,
you gotta start. Those are kindergartners. They're very young.
Hey, you're fooling yourself. Or you don't think those kids are messing around behind the swing set?
You think kindergartners are messing around behind the swing set?
Almost definitely.
Wow. Now,
Mr. Bill, this is exactly the kind of progressive attitude we need towards sex. As mm-hmm. young as people begin to feel sexual feelings, they should be empowered to feel them. And Mr. Bill's mm-hmm. letting them feel it through his. Sweet sex.
Now, see, I totally disagree. Right. I have six daughters, and they've all signed pledges, and I take them to all their dances.
Three of them are in no danger of having
sex. Hey, do not say that my daughters are unattractive. Everyone wants a piece of my daughters.
Well, enough.
But they can't have
it. Stop taking cues from Trump and talking about how attractive your daughter is.
Well, everyone's doing it now. Hey, that's the new thing. You talk about how hot your daughters are.
Can I see some pictures of these daughters?
Here we go. Right here.
Uh-huh.
All right. He's biting his lower lip.
Mr. Bill likes the first.
Okay, here's another one. This is Tina.
Oh, damn. Oh, my God.
The second one, that is objectively the most attractive one, but you are probably not going to like what's coming next.
All right, this is Sheila.
Oh, man. You know what?
Unusual looking.
That's what's got you. That is your niece, Pete. That is your niece.
I didn't say anything bad. I said she's unusual looking.
That's my favorite one.
Unusual is bad.
Damn, I'm about to paint this house white. You know what I mean?
It's your show.
Absolutely.
Hey, disgusting. Don't ask, don't tell, baby.
So you famously
one of the disastrous policies of the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't ask, don't tell.
So the don't ask, don't tell for our younger listeners, of course, was where you can be a homosexual in the military, but you can't talk about it. Mm-hmm. And no one can ask you about it.
That was just one of my policies with Hillary that I moved on over to the
That seemed
the
like
armed
that.
Forces. Yep.
That seemed like the policy that a bad spouse would. Bill, let me ask you: have you been in touch with Monica Lewinsky ever since she was an intern at the White House?
All the time, baby.
You're still talking to Monica?
Oh, every day, yeah.
Every single day.
Mm-hmm.
How do you talk with her? What happens?
AOL chat room, I told you.
You go to the AOL. Is she in the Beavis and Butthead Do America chat room?
We meet in there sometimes. She has her own chat room called Monica, and I go.
You are the only two in that chat room, in that Beavis and Butthead.
And so she has a chat room that just says Monica. Are there other Monicas in there?
No, just her.
She's the only one.
Yeah, sometimes we get in there, we get a little frisky.
What are some of the can you read some of the chats to us if you don't mind?
Sure, yeah, I'll read some of the chats here. Hey, Monica, what's you up to?
Off to a regular start.
Not too much, Bill. You want to go over to the Beavis and Butthead Do America chat room? Why, yes, I do. Then we went over to the Beavis and Butthead Do America chat room.
Wow.
And here we go. Man, this movie's great, don't you think? Her response, yes. My response back to her, I'm kind of like third build, aren't I? Her response, yeah, I think you're kind of like the star of that movie.
Wow. And that happens every day? Wow.
You know, a part of me is a little bit upset to go back to the White House because I thought I kind of had I was such an entertainer. I thought that I would be I thought that I would go on to be, the Bruce Springsteen's, his saxophonist there. He died, right? Clarence Clemons.
Is that Dave Matthews Band or is that?
I think that's the violinist.
That's East Street.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of the violinist from Dave Matthews Band died.
Boy,
but
Tinsley.
I swear to God, I went to more than one Dave Matthews concert where they announced that he was dead and then played a tribute to him. So you thought when you left the White House that you would be the saxophonist for either Bruce Springsteen or the Dave Matthews Band?
That's right.
Okay.
They need a saxophonist.
And why can't you make that happen?
I don't know. I went in and auditioned.
You auditioned? For Bruce Springsteen.
For Dave Matthews. For Dave Matthews' band. I really blew it on Crash.
Oh, no.
Crash Enemy, I blew it.
Hear about this. You're a big Dave Matthews Band fan.
I've been known to go to a Dave Matthews Band concert, yes.
Can you sing the chorus of Crash as Bill plays the saxophone and we can do a little audition right now?
I absolutely can't.
There must be a way.
I'll sing it and I'll saxophone it.
All right, sing and saxophone at the same time.
All right. Let's all be the way I sing, crash into me.
I have no idea why he didn't take you.
Yeah,
what did you do in the audition? What happened?
I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I hit on Dave Matthews' wife.
You hit on Dave Matthews' wife?
I thought you were going to say you hit on Dave Matthews, and I was going to lose my mind. Gosh.
Now, these are the kind of unenforced errors that we've come to expect from Bill Clinton, right?
Although one of the finest presidents, a lot of judgment calls that are bad. Recently, sitting on a plane with Loretta Lynch, not a great idea.
Why did you go and talk to Loretta Lynch? Your wife was almost scot-free. What did you tell her? Did you
invited her onto your private plane.
Mm-hmm.
Bill.
What did you think? She's the head of...
You must have winked 400 or 500 times since you sat down.
Mm-hmm. You just keep winking.
This is part of my disorder. The more I blink, the closer I am to death. That's what the doctor told me.
Oh, but so stop. It's like a ticking time bomb. It's like
must stop winking.
I can't help myself, though. It's like part of me.
That's your part of your cheeky personality. Uh-huh. But what did you say to Loretta Lynch on that plane? And were you alone?
So here's the deal. Yeah, we were alone.
Okay.
Second deal, I asked her what I ask everyone on those AOL chat rooms. Age, sex, location.
Age, sex, location.
But she's right a in human front of you. Female right in front of you. And you said she got on and you said age, sex, location, or did you say ASL question mark?
ASL question mark.
Okay. Does she call you Mr. Bill as well?
She calls me Mr. Bill.
Wink, wink. Another wink closer to death.
I'm going
to
knock a few out right now.
So Hillary now is out on the campaign trail.
That's right.
The DNC, the convention happened already.
He's out of the house, baby.
How are you going to help her?
You're at home. Mm-hmm. Your implication is that she's out on the campaign trail. You're at home. Walk us through a day when Hillary's out campaigning and you're at home.
All right. I wake up. Mm-hmm. I go downstairs. I watch Beavis and Butthead Do America.
You watch the whole thing?
Uh-huh.
Every day?
Every morning.
Not a long movie, so that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite part of Beavis and Butthead, other than your appearance?
I like when Beavis is whacking it in the old guy's Winnebago.
President Clinton is a man of the people. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say jerking off. He says whacking it.
He says whacking it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Then I pet Socks.
Okay.
Socks is still alive.
No. Socks is dead.
Wait, so you have a. Did you stuff Socks?
We stuffed Socks.
Wow. Now, Socks was your cat at the White House.
Hey, I stuffed a lot of Socks in my day.
What does that mean?
I believe the implication is that he puts his penis inside of Socks
That's
to whack
right.
it.
Mm-hmm. To whack it. Just like Beavis, my little buddy Beavis. I pet Socks.
I pet Socks. Great.
I pet Monica.
So Monica's there.
Yeah, no. I gotta.
So you invite her over first?
Yeah. I can invite her over first. Okay. Yeah, we don't do anything sexual though. That's the deal with Hillary. She's cool with it. So long as it's just petting.
So you guys are just stroking each other's hair and bodies and such, but not in any erogenous zone.
That's right. Yeah.
So you haven't once mentioned if you're eating at all, and I feel like a Jewish mother, but I'm worried about you. It doesn't seem like you're eating enough.
I don't eat as much as I used to, you know. I used to love McDonald's. I can't have burgers anymore. Mm-hmm. The Big and Tasty doesn't exist. It's kind of taken off the McDonald's menu.
Well, the Big and Tasty was a burger in the 90s?
That's right, yeah. And so that's gone. So after that was taken off the menu, I kind of just stopped eating altogether.
You loved that burger so much that it just plunged you into starvation.
That's right, yeah.
I think you've got to get McDonald's to get the Big and Tasty back. If Hillary's elected, is that one of your items of interest?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
That's my only item on my agenda is get the Big and Tasty back.
So with Hillary, you're not going to have these carefree days anymore sitting at home. You'll be in the White House. You'll be back on it. You're not going to be able to watch Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Oh, why not? What do I got to do?
That's true. You'll be the first. Yeah. You'll be the first husband.
I want to go back on Arsenio. You know the first time?
I hate to disappoint you, but I do think the second version got canceled.
Oh, no. You serious?
I believe so.
Well, we have a pilot commitment from Spike.
Oh, wow. You're going to have a show on Spike if you sell the pilot. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk more about that what the summer looks like for campaigning when we come back.
Sounds great.
And we are back with former President Clinton, now known as Mr. Bill. And
how you doing?
Mr. Bill has just finished telling us about his pilot commitment from Spike TV to host a late-night talk show. Now, you famously assembled one of the most interesting, eclectic, and diverse cabinets of any president in our history. So
that's right.
Who would you assemble on your late-night staff? Who's your band, your sidekick, your announcer?
All right, well, I would get my favorite violinist from the Dave Matthews Band. I'd steal him from Dave Matthews.
I think he's dead.
He's dead.
No. The violinist, Boyd Tinsley, he's still alive.
Oh, he's kicking. Okay. Probably not going to pull in a lot of viewers, but all right.
All right, yo. Okay, you want the big numbers, huh?
Yeah. I'm a Spike executive. Pitch me like I'm a Spike executive.
All right. I'd say Rihanna will get in there.
Wow.
Rihanna, wow. Mm-hmm. Running the band.
That was honestly more winks than I thought an eye was capable
of. There's so many winks.
Rihanna You're a big fan.
Oh, I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever met her?
Not yet, but I hope to once I'm back in that White House. Mm-hmm. I'll put a sign above the White House that says, Rihanna, welcome at all times.
Rihanna, welcome at all times. I think it sends a great message.
Oh, yeah, baby. So yeah. Is Beyonce, all of them. Wow. Ariana Grande, they're all welcome to come in.
So but this is just what we don't want from a Clinton presidency, right? Like these celebrities taking over. A Spike TV show. It's besmirching the presidency in a way that I don't think we can bounce back from. We need someone classy like Donald Trump in there.
No. Well, he already had his little apprentice show. And also, Barack Obama, he led the way for me, man. He had his selfie stick out and all that stuff.
That's right.
He was on BuzzFeed.
Between Two Ferns, yep. He's been really making the rounds. So you're feeling a little bit competitive with President Barack Obama.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I might go work at BuzzFeed.
Oh, wow. Well, Funny or Die now has a Washington bureau. You might investigate that when you get there.
Oh, my God, Funny or Die. I love the landlord.
You saw
the very first
thing that Funny or Die ever made.
Oh, it's so funny. Wait, they've made more?
Yeah, they've been making tons of videos, and people can put videos up there and such. It's very funny. Wow.
So who do you think would be your sidekick on that show?
My sidekick on that show? Let me think about it. Now, you got to be like Chelsea Handler has Chewy, who's a little guy.
Chewy, yep.
So know who I would want? I would want a star of the 90s, Vern Troyer.
Vern Troyer.
Oh, that's right.
The mini-me.
God.
Mini-me himself.
You would get mini-me. Mm-hmm. Would you have him dress up like you? Because this sounds like you might just be stealing Mike Myers' shtick from...
He would dress up like me. That's a great idea. Now, then you run in between women's legs and everything like that. That's funny. So,
suddenly very Benny Hill-like. Just, So there would
I gotta
be...
I'm going to tell you, Vern Troyer, one of my top five comedians.
I don't know. Does Vern Troyer count as a comedian? He's more of an actor.
I think Vern Troyer is hilarious. Now, leave it to former President Bill Clinton.
That's because you think he looks weird. Just like with my daughters. You laugh at people that look strange.
I did think it was funny on The Surreal Life when he ran into the wall on that little jazzy that he has. I did think that was funny.
I thought that was very funny, too. Do you know what I would ask him to do? Now, don't laugh at me if I tell you this.
We promise,
He might make me tear up a little bit.
All right.
I would get a little black and white cat suit, and I would have Vern put it on, and I'd have him run around the house like a little sox.
Oh, my God. Now, this is so sad, I have to say. Your attachment to the past is just – most people have a cat, and the cat passes away, and you bury that cat. And they don't have little people dress up like that cat. That feels unhealthy.
Or it feels like evolution. Instead of changing and collecting the past, you recreated in the future in the way that you wanted the past to exist.
I don't know about that. Well, you know who dresses up like a cat, though, is Jeb Bush.
Oh,
we had him in here. He dressed up like a cat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so if you want to hang out with someone from the past.
You know, I like Jeb.
I've never met a person who was more tired.
He was very tired.
He came in here and he laid down almost immediately.
Hey, I get that feeling nowadays. You know what I mean?
I know. I really wish you would start eating.
And you know what? A big part of that for me when I do my new show, I'm going to need some beefed up security. Mm-hmm. So for my security for my new show, I want none other than Jason Voorhees.
from Friday the 13th?
The character.
That's right.
I was absolutely stupefied for at least.
So you're gonna have seconds. Now he's the guy with the mask. He wears the hockey mask and he terrorizes teens that have just had sex at a lake house.
No, man, he's gonna get in a lot of trouble over on my show.
Because are you implying there's gonna be a lot of teens?
All you budding comedy writers cannot wait to write a sketch for Jason Voorhees, head of security. Get your packets ready.
So
met him backstage at the Arsenio Hall show.
You met Jason Voorhees? Mm-hmm.
I believe, Mr. Bill, that may have been an actor portraying Jason Voorhees.
It was Jason himself, man. He took off his face and there were snakes.
Wow, that is terrifying.
It was very scary.
So he's providing security. Like, walk us through this. You start out the show. What kind of music intro do you think you have? You have Rihanna singing.
Rihanna singing, me on the sax. Like Bill Maher, if there's anyone who's against me, I blow him out of the room with my saxophone.
Wait, so it's like a panel talk show, and if someone says, like, for example, like, Hillary lied about Benghazi.
Then you
I
you puff on your sacks until they're blown out of the room.
Blown out of the room, that's right.
So your the opening, the cold open of each episode of this is just Bill Maher spinning out of the studio after being blown out by your sacks.
That's right. If Bill Maher comes to this one, he's getting blown out of the room. I've talked to Hillary about this. We need to take advantage of a sonic power. power of music. You know what I mean? We're all concerned about nuclear power, sonic grooves. You know what I mean?
So there is a note that they can play that called the brown note. Have you heard of this?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's a weapon that was developed by the military. Yeah. They point it at people and they play a note. It'll make them flush out their bowels. They'll shit themselves.
Brown note. I see.
Send me to Russia. I'll talk to. I'll get Putin.
Empty his bowel.
Oh, yeah, Putin. Yeah.
So you're going to go over to Putin, play your saxophone till he shits himself.
Just repeatedly until he's so empty he just passes away.
He'll be Putin, all right. Once I get that
honestly,
brown note out.
You are demonstrating an incredible facility for the job you want.
Like a little Jason Bourne, but with my little trusty saxophone.
So there's a good chance that you could be the first husband.
That's right.
How does that feel?
Oh, it feels great, baby. The first husband, the first man, as I called it, the president himself.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a movie. Also, sounds like you're pitching again.
So now, Laura Bush. Well,
I just want to put out feelers. You like the idea of that as a movie?
I honestly am intrigued.
So you're writing are you actually writing a screenplay? I see that in your bag there. You have looks like a ream of white paper.
That's right. I tried to download Final Draft, but it was too tricky.
So it's just like it's pages and pages of dialogue here. Just a very thick text.
A friend from my acting class, he gave me a copy of Final Draft, but I don't have the code.
Yeah, it's an expensive program, and you don't want to pirate it because if it gets updated, you won't get the update.
Oh, that's terrible.
Can you?
I agree.
Do you want to show us some of the script,
yeah,
First
sure.
Man?
Here we go.
Can we read a scene from it? Is there a scene that we could?
This is unreal. We are reading an excerpt from President Bill Clinton's movies.
Password, Monica. Enter. Okay. There we go. Second password. Socks.
Second password. You're saying this, first of all, socks. Very short password.
Yeah, I know. That's why I have three passwords. Third password. Jason Voorhees. Enter.
All right. So you're in your machine now.
Uh-huh. Let's just load it up. Okay. I got to exit the chat rooms.
Close out. There's just like dozens of chat room windows open.
I cannot believe how many windows are open.
There's so many.
Closing them.
All right. There we go. There we go.
That is a lot of smiley faces made with a parenthesis and a colon.
Here we go. All right. First man. Okay. Exterior. Jungle day. The Rock and Bill Clinton stand next to each other. The Rock has an AK-47. Bill Clinton is holding his trusty saxophone. Oh, man, there's too many of them, The Rock says. Relax, baby, I got this. Bill Clinton blows into his saxophone and blows the enemies away. They're North Korean, just to be clear.
That is an amazing movie.
Wow. That's the first scene. That's the first scene.
That is
the
opening, and then it just says in the biggest letters, smash cut to titles.
So what is the overall arc of this film? What do Bill Clinton and The Rock, are they friends? Do they have some
They're
sort
best
of...
friend. The Rock dies, actually, in that next scene.
right after the titles?
Yeah.
The Rock dies
and
they're
best
friends?
I'm too weak to keep going. You got to do it yourself with your son and groove power. And I say, not a problem.
Wow.
And he also says...
That's what you say to your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Really subverting expectations, just like classic President Clinton.
And he says, please take care of my wife. And I say... Not a problem, baby.
Not a problem. You're implying that you're going to have sexual relations with The Rock's wife.
Yeah. He's scrolling through it right now. Almost every page it says smash cut to titles.
Yeah. So many smash cuts.
There's a lot of, I start and stop this movie quite a bit.
Right.
Do you think me, Bill Clinton, that I sound like myself? Do I sound like Phil Clinton?
I think you do. You're sounding weaker and weaker. If you need another stem or seed, feel free to reach into the backpack that you came in here wearing.
Seeds.
All right, starting to get better.
You know what? I eat chia seeds.
All right.
Yeah, another staple of the 90s.
Very. I don't know if that's a staple.
Oh, the chia pet.
I think that was the 80s.
Yeah.
I think you're misremembering a lot of the 90s as the 80s.
You're conflating a few.
It's hard to remember a lot of the 90s, you know what I mean?
What is your implication?
It was a crazy time.
I would trust you so implicitly. But what is your implication?
It was a crazy time, man. Yeah, I like to forget a lot of it, you know? Well, that whole...
And they're relitigating a lot of your legacy right now in a way that would indicate that you should forget a lot of it.
Impeachment, you know?
Yeah.
Not
formally. I mean, you really skated.
I got out of there. Yeah. And I love peaches. I don't want them to be ruined for me. You know what I mean?
I don't think there were going to be many peaches.
President Clinton licking his lips so suggestively.
So you're talking about things that you'd rather forget. And we had Jennifer Flowers in here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, Jennifer Flowers.
And she claimed that she had an ongoing 13-year relationship with you. Yeah. And she claimed that she lived in a treehouse in your pants.
She said that you were continuously engaged in intercourse for 12 years straight. She lived in a treehouse in your pants.
And she was strapped to your leg. Sex.
She was strapped. Listen, I guess I could say that I water the flowers every so often.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So that is some sort of sexual innuendo you're saying.
But I will go on record saying that she did not live in a tiny treehouse in my pants.
Wow. While waving his finger just like he did in the 90s. This is so familiar. Mm-hmm. And again, I believe it without asking any questions.
So you're saying that she's lying. You're saying that this woman is not telling the truth.
That is not the truth. I do not have a little treehouse within my pants.
Can you prove it for us today?
President Clinton.
Sounding a little bit like Beavis.
Okay, here we go.
All right. He's standing up.
He's standing up. This is honestly so degrading, and I do apologize to you.
But this is what we need to put the president through, to prove that there's nothing in his pants.
All right, here we go. And... okay, as you see, I pulled down my pants, and you can see that. Yes, there is a little treehouse.
There's a treehouse right there. There's a little house.
I cannot believe it's made of skin.
A skin treehouse. If you could picture this, ladies and gentlemen, picture skin over some sort of frame that looks like a little seat. It's like one of those plastic lawn chairs with skin over it.
I just want to go on record, okay?
Yeah.
I did not have sexual relations with Jennifer Flowers when she lived in the tiny treehouse on my leg.
If memory serves, she mostly told us that she just mostly watched Melrose Place and stuff when she was in there. But
that's
also
a great show, a 90s classic.
Okay. I'm just worried that you're back in the White House. There's going to be scandal after scandal after scandal.
No, don't worry about that. Now, Hillary has made sure that there will be no lady interns in the office this time around.
It's just all male interns.
All male. All strong men.
Mm-hmm. All real strong men?
That, by the way, that you're looking, that seems like also something you could get involved in.
Hey. I'm 69 years old, man. Right. Only for a few more days, so I'm down for anything.
All right.
That's why, you know, I'll be honest with you. That's why I'm trying to get into this movie world. I want to get the, she never said anything about movie, you know, the entertainment interns.
Okay.
So there's, what's the,
so you're out there pitching
production assistants.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to get a movie picked up so I can get myself some interns.
Hollywood interns, get ready. The greatest living president is coming for you. Male, female, get ready. That's it seems right. Like President Clinton is on the prowl, and he doesn't care how you're equipped downstairs.
Mr. Bill 69, is there anything that you want to tell, as we close up here, anything you want to tell our listeners about the campaign, what we can expect going into the summer from you as you're campaigning for your wife?
Also, do you mind bleeping out my AOL
Are you worried that people are going to know?
Uh-huh.
All right, we can bleep that out.
There's probably almost no one listening who could access
those. Yeah, it'd be very difficult to find anyone that still has those startup CDs.
I just want all those young people out there. First of all, I want to say, hey, how you doing?
Okay. You're just blanketly hitting on all the young people that are listening.
Second of all, I want to tell them to get out to the voting booths this November. Because we got to get Hillary into the White House. She needs something to occupy her time. I need to get her off my back, man.
All right. You heard it here.
Help. If nothing else, do it so that President Clinton can live out the rest of his 69-year happy.
I want to be a happy man.
He's just a few winks from death. I'm looking at him, and he looks so very close to
death. Get her out
of
the house. Let Slick Willie have some more fun.
Oh, my God. President Clinton, you have brought a great shame onto our country.
Hey, I try.
Thank you for joining us here on The Nation.
Also, check me out this week, Arsenio Hall.
I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
All right, listeners, Pete just had to run out the door. Apparently, his organic chicken is dying. So he wanted to be there at its side. As you know, Pete has a little chicken coop. Then he shares one chicken with his neighbor, which I call communism. But apparently the chicken is not doing well. But we're going to open up the call lines. 1-800-HARD with 4D. Punch those D's, ladies and gentlemen. Punch those D's. Caller, you are on the air with Hard Nation.
Here we are. Give me the gold. Give me the gold, Mark.
Because
I'm calling you again.
Mr. Trump. Oh, soon to be President Trump. Oh, my God. Give me the gold. Are you down? Are you at the Olympics?
I am currently circling Rio in the Trump plane.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going down there, Mark. The Zika is everywhere. Zika's everywhere. I don't want Melania or Ivanka to get it. We don't want Zika. I mean, we're going to have a world filled with pinheads. We're going to have a world filled with pinheads. I mean, we realize that. We're going to have a world filled with pinheads if we keep having sex with the Zika people. I don't like it. The water's dirty. Everything's, I mean, it is, it's a disaster. It's a complete and total disaster. And if it continues this way, I'm going to have to assume the presidency early and nuke Brazil.
Wait, so I don't understand. So you went all the way down and you're just circling around the city?
I flew all the way. We're running out of fuel. And I'm a little worried about that, but not very worried. I'm slightly worried.
Because Obama would never do this. He would never take Air Force One and just circle around a place to show that he's there.
No.
He has no nuts.
Now, this guy, Barack Obama, complete failure as a president. This guy doesn't know how to negotiate. He doesn't know how to negotiate. And if he spent less time reading the Quran and Swahili, maybe he would understand a thing or two.
And now, I'm glad that you're speaking truth to power about this.
Guy should resign.
He should resign. He only has a few months left. He absolutely should resign.
Right now.
Now, what do you think about the Russian? One of the Russian teams was banned from the Olympics because of doping. Now, I know that you're a friend of Vladimir Putin.
Very good friend. I love Vladimir. And he said to me, "We can make a deal." And I think that I love that we can make a deal. Doping, I mean, Mark, what's doping? Doping is a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I don't know if I have a big problem with doping, to be quite honest with you. I think anyone should take what they need to take. I take hormones. I take a variety of hormones. I take orangutan hormones.
Wow.
I take citrus fruit, oranges, tangerine hormones. And
hormone, that's just vitamin C, right?
I inject it into me.
Can't you see how the Olympic Committee would want to keep things on an even playing field for everyone? So if some people are using orangutan hormones, then everyone should
life
be able to use
them.
Life
isn't fair, Mark. Life isn't fair. My father, Fred Trump, taught me this.
Mm-hmm.
When we were taking people, and comically, almost like an Abbott and Costello, and throwing immigrants out of their apartments by their pants and their shirts. We'd pick them up, we'd hook them by their pants and their shirt, and we'd go, 1, 2, 3, out of the hallway.
Wow, and this wasn't the 1920s or 1930s. This was you being strong in the 60s and
70s. This is 1970.
Oh, man. You are strong.
This was Club 54. This was Studio 54. This was Son of Sam. What a great summer the Summer of Sam was. And we got a lot of loose women off the streets.
You got a lot of loose women off the street.
Absolutely. The son of he was doing a great job.
What do you have to
I have a dog that talks to me. I have a dog
what?
That talks to me, and it tells me to run for president. This dog tells me to run for president.
Now, that's the same thing that happened to the son of Sam.
I don't know about that story, but I have a black dog that appears, and it speaks to me.
What does he say?
But it tells me the pain in your head will only go away if you become the president. The pain in your head will only go away if you lock up every Muslim. The pain in your head will only go away if you take that old, dried-up labia lip, Hillary Clinton.
Last week, I heard in an interview, you were talking about how much you wanted to impress Jodie Foster.
The first time I met her, recently I met her, we were at a Dave & Buster's. And I wanted to impress her. So what I did was I grabbed her and I threw up on the pinball machine. Because I was like, she'll remember this from the accused. And she'll realize I'm one of her biggest fans. And turns out she was very offended.
Yeah, that's scary.
I don't understand why I was trying to compliment her.
But that's Obama would never do that.
Absolutely. The guy's too weak.
Weak.
He's very weak. But I'll tell you this right now. I'm going to meet her again recently. And what I do is I built a secret room in my apartment.
Oh.
And I'm going to lock her in it.
Yeah.
And I think she's going to love that because she's going to be like, here we go. And then if that doesn't work, I'm gonna when she's jogging in Central Park, I'm going to have someone beat the living shit out of her. And then she'll get vengeance like that film that she did.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say that the other one sounded like Panic Room. This one, you just said that film that she did.
My other opportunity, I might do this too. I might shave my hair into a mohawk, go into my mirror and go, you talking to me? Are you talking to me? You gotta be talking. And are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? And then I'm gonna find her. I'm gonna find her and pick her up. Pick up Jodie Foster. And then I'm gonna go shoot up my own campaign office.
Oh my God! A lot of promises here. You know, people talk about August being the sleepy season, that we need a little break from the election, that we need the Olympics. But right here, Donald Trump is making some huge statements.
Huge statements.
Absolutely huge statements. So how are we gonna be wrapping up the summer? Because everyone's gonna be taking a break, watching the Olympics.
Let me tell you, we have the best crowds. We have incredible crowds. We've been doing great all through August. Okay, we're killing this. Zika babies, we're killing them. I mean, we're killing them on stage. We're killing Zika babies on stage. People love it. People
are terrified at that.
It's screaming. What you know when they say in a crowd, if you're performing and they're reacting, you're doing something right. And when it comes into September, of course, September 11th, unbelievable.
Oh my
time.
God!
We're gonna celebrate that. We're gonna celebrate the heroes who flew those planes into those towers. And
I think you're misremembering. September 11th, of course, was when
Osama bin Laden who tried to save us. He tried to save us.
This is opposite.
Absolutely. He was the Bruce Willis. He's the 12 Monkeys Bruce Willis. That's who Osama was. He was warning us. The Bush brothers are the ones who flew those planes. They flew those planes into those towers, and they sacrificed so many great people's lives, brave people.
Wow.
Jeb told me this. He whispered it to me during one of the campaign conversations.
Really?
And
that's
we're
huge.
And so we're renaming 9/11 Osama bin Laden Memorial Day. That's going to be my big announcement on 9/11.
Wow, that is exciting. You know, because I always want to get to the bottom of these conspiracy theories. Because
we need to remember, you know, George H.W. Bush in Dallas the day that JFK is shot. Okay, the guy's in Dallas. Okay, George H.W. Bush, he's the vice president when Reagan has the assassination attempt. The Bushes are always around when something terrible's happened. Why would you want them? You don't want Jeb anywhere near the White House. Thing you know, there's going to, you know, a giant multi-dimensional monster is going to come out of a hole in the sky and destroy us. And I'll guarantee you that they did some sort of blood sacrifice to make it happen.
Wow, Mr. Trump, this is huge. This is huge. I don't know how I'm going to be able to focus on watching the Olympics. I'm going to be able to just enjoy myself with my daughters.
Just watch the women's gymnastics. That's all I watch.
Is that your favorite?
Absolutely. I call it the camel toe parade. And, you know, you see these girls flipping around, and a lot of them, I love these women, because they've trained so much, they're in their 20s, and they haven't gone through puberty yet. And that is so unbelievable. The idea of think about that, Mark, a 20-year-old girl, and it's legal, and she has no hair, and she hasn't developed yet. I think it's such a wonderful, it's a sexual, it's, I'm getting very aroused just talking.
Oh, well, Mr. Trump, I can't say that I support that. I think all women should go through puberty and menstruate if they can. I have to say that I'm a big supporter of women being able to menstruate, even though I don't support them being able to do whatever they want with the babies that they
Let
have.
Let me tell you about Hillary Clinton. You want Hillary Clinton to become president? If it leads, it bleeds, okay? And we don't want that.
Wow. So there we go. A strong statement from Mr. Donald Trump as he circles Rio de Janeiro.
All right. Well, I've got to get off the phone because I'm piloting the thing and there's a number of lights going on.
All right. Well, be safe, Donald. Wow. I hope he doesn't crash. How's your chicken, Pete?
It tastes like I loved it.
You ate it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. See, and you're getting down on me for eating humans, kissing a human's lips and ripping them off.
Yeah, that's much different than eating animal flesh. That's human flesh, the biggest taboo in our society.
I just don't see... Whatever, I thought you animal rights people thought chickens are people.
No, my belief is that you can eat an animal if you love it.
Wow.
It lives a good life.
Most dangerous love of all. Well, you missed Donald Trump. He's circling over Rio.
You're wrong about that. I didn't miss him at all.
Oh. Next week, this is very exciting. We have an exclusive interview with the mayor who was caught trading meth for sex.
In suburban Fairfax, Virginia. It's unbelievable. Also, next week, we are going to bring you live the auditions for Bill Clinton's band leader for his new Spike TV show. And one of them is Arsenio
Hall. Oh, that's going to be exciting. Till then, we are closing the border. You are deported from Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.